Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 65 of Psalm 119. You have treated your servant well, Lord, according to your word. Teach me good discernment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good, and you do good. Teach me your statutes. The arrogant have forged a lie against me. With all my heart I will comply with your precepts. Their heart is insensitive, like fat, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I was afflicted, so that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces.
Salvation frees anyone who trusts in Christ from eternal condemnation. Yet those of us who are believers still struggle with sin. The devil tries to deceive us. The world seeks to conform us, and our flesh yearns to be satisfied. Thankfully, we're not helpless in the face of these temptations. God has given us His Spirit and His Word to guide us. Though our victory against sin won't be complete in this life, we'll make greater strides against it the more we get to know the Lord and become like Him. But we should be aware of four ways that we rebel against God. 1. By neglecting to obey His commands. Our rebellion can be something obvious, like stealing or lying, or it can be subtle and private, such as harboring a bitter, unforgiving spirit. 2. By actively pursuing what God forbids. He has declared certain things sin, and they're off-limits because they dishonor Him and have devastating consequences in our lives. Respecting His decrees is necessary and wise. 3. By doing what the Lord says, but in the wrong manner. God evaluates not only our actions, but also our motives and attitudes. And 4. By insisting on our own agenda. Since Jesus Christ is our Lord and Master, we're to submit to His will and wait patiently for His guidance. Instead of justifying, rationalizing, or ignoring your rebellion, quickly confess and repent when you're aware of sin. And let God's discipline teach you to love and keep His word.